Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Several laws have been enacted federally and locally to tighten the U.S.-Mexican border. Professor James Cooper from California Western School of Law tells us what needs to be done in Mexico's government.
News reports about deadly attacks in Mexico and along the U.S. border seem to be a weekly or even daily event. This violence continues unabated and is likely to only get worse before it gets better. Obviously, President Felipe Calderon's four-year-old war against the drug cartels is not working, even with U.S. help. It is time for both the Mexican government and Mexico's neighbors, including the United States, to recognize the seriousness of the situation and work to strengthen the rule of law for the sake of the Mexican people and for all those in the Americas. Reforming the criminal justice system is a necessary first step to turn the tide of violence in Mexico. Updated legal education, oral trials, the training of new prosecutors, and the use of modern ballistics and DNA evidence are all crucial steps in reforming Mexico's notoriously corrupt and inefficient criminal justice system. The narcotraficantes of Mexico thrive in the current system. They have corrupted federal, state, and municipal police forces and judiciaries, and have taken to kidnapping, murder, human trafficking, intellectual property piracy, and a host of other crimes. This all slows down legitimate businesses and scares off foreign direct investment, the latter a previous benefit under 1994's NAFTA. The violence of the last 4 years has injured many of Mexico's industries. As a result, entire villages around Mexico have lost their male populations, who now congregate as day laborers outside Home Depots from California to Connecticut. And their numbers are now being augmented by members of the Mexican middle class, who head stateside, fleeing the violence back home. It is clear that President Calderon cannot win this war on his current path. A regional effort to boost legitimate economic opportunities in Mexico must accompany sustained legal reform efforts. If change does not come soon, the only people who will be left in Mexico will be gunmen and their victims.
That was James Cooper from the California Western School of Law.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.